Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, how to handle conflict with a high eye. Here we go. Well, dude, here we go again. Conflict. Everybody wants to talk about conflict. And what's that saying your dad used to say?
Yeah, my dad used to say the definition of conflict is two human beings in the same county.
Yeah.
Man is born to trouble / conflict as the sparks fly upward. Yeah, look, you're going to be in conflict. And I think the sooner you recognize that conflict is normal and natural, it may not be ideal. In today's world, we have all these people, we need to collaborate, we need to get along, we need to do this, we need to do that. Actually, in the human condition, a little bit of friction is actually a good thing. You know, the old saw is that, you know, an oyster gets a little bit of sand in there and turns it into a pearl. In an organization, you're going to have conflict. We have to learn how to deal with conflict. It's better to understand that conflict is normal and natural, and then not to have an emotional response to it, and then lower our thinking ability, lower our faculties for addressing it, and recognizing that, frankly, if you're in conflict with Mike and I, and you're a high D, we don't care. It's right. Okay to be in. It's normal. Now, you high S's, we know this is going to be hard, but if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. And so the idea that we want a conflict-free world is just not, it's just not going to happen.
It's not one of our points we're going to cover today, but it very well could be point number one, become comfortable with the fact that conflict exists, right?
Yeah, we're not saying seek it out. I don't think, Mike, we're not saying seek it out. No, we're not saying that when it happens, it's always good, but it does exist. And so let's not assume it is by definition, therefore bad. Recognize that maybe next time you could do something a little bit better and you could have reduced the chances of it. But there are certainly, I mean, brainstorming, we all have all kinds of ideas that are in conflict, and yet we end up perhaps rubbing two ideas together, coming up with a third one, we end up with something better. Okay, enough. The question for today is, how do you resolve conflict with someone who's a high eye, an influencer, that outgoing, salesy, marketing, friendly, shake your hand, Mark Horseman, Rush Chairman, damn glad to meet you kind of guy? How do you deal with that kind of conflict? And this is so easy. This is one of the easiest ones because the eye is assertive. And so they're actually comfortable with conflict, but they're a people person and they don't want to be in conflict all the time. And they're, look, it's two things. For the first point we have to make is with a high eye, resolve the conflict quickly. They don't want a protracted battle. They don't want a legalistic argument. They don't want a logical argument. They don't want to be won over by data or facts. And then our second point is there are some things you can say that will greatly reduce the potential for emotional response to the initial conflict. And that is, you know, three phrases we have. Let's talk about this. Another phrase is we can work this out. Or we can work it out. And then the third one is, I trust you. What do you want to do? And all of those phrases are phrases that I can tell you as a high eye. I hear those things. I'm like, okay, this person gets it. We're in disagreement. We're not in conflict, really. We're in disagreement. They're saying things that are good to me. I'm good with that. I'm going to lower my conflict. I might even say back, no. You know what? Just the fact that you said I trust you, I'm good. You pick. Seriously. Right. Now, some of you, the high C's, just listen to that and go, you're kidding, right? No, I'm really not kidding. And you know what? You high C's who are listening, you can laugh at me all you want. It's okay. I'm all right with that. You get to win sometimes. I'm cool with not winning. I am. Let's just move on.
Okay, so let's talk about this idea of resolving conflict quickly. Now, is that true in general, in all forms of conflict with all people, or is it particularly important with a high eye?
Well, look, I mean, we want conflict to resolve quickly. I just think that if you think you can resolve conflict quickly with a high C, I think you're mistaken. I think if you get in conflict with a high C, I mean, Mike, think of it this way. You and I get in conflict about something.
No.
Okay. I know. In some future world where that actually happens. guys, just so you're clear, Mike and I get in conflict all the time and it's okay. It doesn't really bother us that much, but it happens. He says X, I say Y. I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. He's like, no, I have the data. I said, yeah, but you're still an idiot. Even with your data, you're still an idiot. You're a data idiot, but you're an idiot. And then he calls me a name caller and then it's all downhill from there. Okay. So look, imagine that you and I got in conflict and I said, okay, dude, whatever. It's good. I'm going to put words in your mouth, and you tell me if I'm right or not. If I'm totally wrong, dude, say it, and we'll hash it out here in the cast. But I'm just, this is not in the show notes, guys. I believe if you and I were in conflict, I'm trying to think of something recently. I'm racking my brain. I can't come up with anything. Oh, I know the thing about Stitcher, right? Mm-hmm. Remember, there's a discussion right now. We're recording this in July of 2012. And there's a discussion right now about Stitcher, a podcast serving podcast software. You and I are in disagreement. You believe that sharing our message with more people on Stitcher is good. Getting the message out, that's our mission, is to make every manager effective, is good. I'm concerned about Stitcher's use of our product and putting ads associated with it, modifying our product. Okay.
There you go.
If you and I had scheduled time, like in our partner 03 later on this week, and I said to you, hey, let's talk about Stitcher. And I said to you immediately, after we had had a couple of exchanges where things weren't entirely clear, it was clear that we were in disagreement, but we hadn't really hashed it out in detail. And I said to you, you know what, dude, whatever, do what you want.
Oh, what would no be? Way.
Yeah. Okay. See, yeah, exactly. I was going to say your response is going to be, oh, no. Now, with the high C's who are listening to this right now are going, of course he's right. Of course you wouldn't do that. Horseman's blowing Ozan off. He's saying it's not a big deal.
It's the same thing as, well, it almost to a high C almost sounds like you said that, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Right? Right. Yeah. But that's not how you meant it. But that's not how you mean it. Right. Exactly.
No. I'm not saying whatever like, what's the translation? This is whatever is one of those words that has
go blank yourself.
It's not that actually. It's I've decided that your defense of your position is so out there. I'm not going to dirty my hands with an argument with you.
There you go.
Sort of like that. Right. But I'm not. I don't want to be in conflict with you. How many things do I really want to be in conflict with you about? Not this one, whatever. And it would stick in your craw. You say, no, dude, let's talk about it. And I would say immediately, no, really, we don't. Because I'm trying to honor you, and you're trying to honor the idea that if there's a conflict, let's work it out. So that's a very long story, folks, to say. Obviously, to Mike's point, yes, ideally, we would love to resolve conflict quickly with everyone. And we have some techniques that will reduce the conflict, the impact of the conflict on your relationships, and will improve your outcomes with more people more often. But I believe that resolving conflict quickly with a high I is a good strategy, and it's a bad strategy with a high C, because if you do that with a high C, you're going to get Mike's response, which is no. We have an issue here, and I want a chance to present my argument. I want to show you why I'm right.
There you go.
And in fact, I've learned that when I deal with Mike, folks, because he's a high C and I'm a high I have to say to him, rather than saying, dude, seriously, I trust you, just do it. And he thinks that I'm literally not quite throwing him under the bus, but I'm literally waving off the argument. I've learned to say, you know what? I hear you. And I've thought about this. And I think you're right. I think in this case, we ought to allow Stitcher to do what it does. If I said that, he'd probably be okay with it. If I told him what I thought, right? But that would be the fastest he would want me to go. And there would be a whole lot of implication associated with, I've thought about this. But with a high I, we're talking about someone who's literally thinks of the world almost exactly the opposite of a high C, right? If Mike says to me, Mark, you know, I'm good with this, I take that to mean he's good with it. I can run with the ball.
There you go.
Every time. Now, I'm not saying I'm right and he's wrong. I'm just saying that's how high I's tend to be. So, to Mike's point, again, and I know I get in trouble for rambling. I'm sorry, guys, but I thought that was a good example. With a high I, try to resolve the conflict quickly and don't worry about the conflict festering, okay? The high I's are charismatic. They're effusive. We're loud, and we tend to be a little bit more loud in conflict. Wendy told me this story about one of her former managers who was a high I, yelled so loud on the phone at a project manager he was in conflict with, the entire floor of 200 people in cubes turned to look. And Wendy says she forgave his unprofessional behavior because he was defending Wendy's handling of a particular situation. But a high C, who tends to be more quiet and more controlled, that angry high I is over the top and really unprofessional, right, Mike? I mean, totally unprofessional, right? And worse than that, irrational. Making a bunch of noise is hardly going to improve a situation. Okay? So that, the irrational part of the high I, is seen from the high C. combined with the assertive. And by the way, irrational, be clear, is the emotional side, the people side, the high I and high S side of the circle, the right side. And you put that in combination with the assertive part of a high I that matches with the high D, you get a pretty fast moving internal clock. We don't like being in any state for very long. I mean, I think high I's are the poster child for ADD, executive attention deficit disorder, right? What's next? What's next? What's next? And high I's have a pretty low boredom threshold. So resolving the conflict quickly with a high I is possible first, and it's actually desirable because they want to resolve it quickly too. They won't resolve a conflict quickly that's what Mike Swenson, our friend, would call a jugular issue. In other words, something so important that it's life or death. It's core to who they are. But 99.99999% of the things we deal with at work are not jugular every day. And if you think that, you're probably a high C, and you probably don't get along with the high I's anyway.
Right. And look, folks, if you're a high C, for example, we have a lot of high C's listening to the show.
Yeah, we do. Sure.
If you're a high C and you're in conflict with a high I and she wants to move on, and you moved on, and you hold a grudge.
Oh, for the dude, next couple two. You years. Are so. We will hose you down.
Oh, crazy!
Dude, the high C's that hold grudges against us high I's. Oh my god, we go back and snicker like, yeah, she's still fighting that battle from last week.
Right, you're completely moved on. Yeah.
And literally, the high I's we forget squirrel, and then the high C is still holding the grudge, and you can see it. High I's are pretty sensitive to other people's emotions and emotional states when they get together, and like, really, dude, really, you're still dealing with that shit? Let that stuff go. No way. High I's want to be friends with everybody around them, and the fact that you're acting as if you don't confuses them a little bit, because all of us, I's, D's, S's, and C's, all assume initially, unfortunately, when we're tired or when we're using heuristics, that everybody else is like us. And that's part of what this cast is about, is helping us learn how to interact differently with people who are different than us.
Right. Okay. So let's help the high C's, the high S's. What are they going to write in an email to the high I trying to resolve this conflict?
Yeah. Okay. So that's a beautiful question, because the answer is nothing. It's a trick question, folks. You would not write an email to a high I. Now, you might send a text and say, hey, can we talk about what happened? And the high I is like, yeah, sure. Come on over. Yeah, dude, I'll stop by. I'm going to get coffee for everybody. You want something? High I's love to talk. So go to the high I and say, let's talk about it. Just say, hey, can we talk about what happened? And the high I's going to go, sure. Okay. High I's have a tendency to process issues by talking out loud about them. And I can say this from experience. Our thinking happens as we talk, when we're ideating, when we're creating, when we're thinking things through. The only reason I think I've become an effective presenter is that I force myself to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse, because my natural tendency to be what so many high I's would do is say, oh, I'll just work it out when I'm up there, which is not effective when you've got 30 or 50 or 1,000 people in front of you. What that means is it's okay for you to come talk to them and for them to maybe change their mind. One of the great things with the high I is high C's often feel like they can win the argument. The high I doesn't feel like he or she lost the argument, but the high C comes in and starts talking, presents a case, and the high is like, yeah, okay. I could see that.
You didn't lose the argument because you changed your mind 15 times.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really into that. I don't know. For me, I don't care if I lose an argument. I lose playing chess to my son in high school. So, I mean, really seriously, I mean, if I'm going to lose... I mean, I could say, I really like my idea, but we'll do it your way. And that's fine. Now, a high C, the opposite person, right? The rational reserve person feels like, oh, wait, I can't win unless the high I admits that I'm right. No, I may not say they're right. Or if I say to you, you're right, I don't really mean you're right and I'm wrong. I'm saying for now, it's easiest in terms of our effectiveness and in terms of our relationship for me to tell you you're right. And for us to do it your way.
Right. And folks, if you're in conflict with a high I, don't send them a series of options for resolution by email or a report or a bunch of
stuff. Yeah, don't send me stuff to read before we talk. Read these. Are you kidding me? Really? You're my teacher now? If you're my boss, I might read them. But if you're my peer and you send me some stuff, please read these before we meet.
No.
No. I have other people to talk to. I'm not reading your stuff. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you high C's, we know that you want to provide that stuff. We know that that helps you think through issues, but we don't. Us high eyes, that's not the way we do things. You're not right, we're not wrong, and we're not right, and you're not wrong. So you can prepare those spreadsheets if it helps you marshal your arguments. Great. Just don't send them to us. Get your data together, work out all your options, and then come talk to us. And have a command of your point of view. Great. Good for you. And you and I'll sit down and talk about it. And then I'll shrug my shoulders and go, yeah, okay, you're right.
Okay.
I was wrong. Whatever. And there I go. I say whatever. And the high C goes, what do you mean by whatever? What I mean is whatever. You could look it up. Somebody needs to send me the definition of whatever or the translation of whatever in four or five other languages. So look, bottom line, go to your high eye colleague's cube and say, hey, can we talk about what happened? Let's talk about it. You'll have the confidence of the data if, in fact, you put data together, and he or she will be comfortable talking about it. No problem. Now, look, guys, another point. We're picking on high C's a little bit here only because the person most likely to misunderstand, misread, misapproach a high I is the high C because their natural thinking is so different. But this could happen with an S or a D as well. Just recognize anybody, D, S, or C, you can walk right up to a high I and say, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what happened. And the high I usually go, okay, happy to talk about it.
Yeah. High eyes, they're assertive. They can handle the conflict. They don't particularly like it. They want to be your friend.
So yeah.
Start off telling them that, hey, we can work this out, dude.
I joke at conferences about high eyes and let's add up all the D, S, and C friends on Facebook and compare them to the high eyes. And the high eyes add the D, S, and C friend averages, and the high eyes friend average will be higher, even though it's 3-to-1 ratio against them, odds against them. The second thing you can say is, look, we can work this out. Because they want to be your friend, they want to move back. And it also says that word we, it says we're in this together. So the idea of, hey, let's work this out. We can work this out. The high eye's like, yeah, okay, we can. Let's all sit down and brainstorm and we'll throw some ideas around and we'll have an awesome time and we'll get some Starbucks and it'll be great. And the high C's like, whoa, yeah, that's not what I meant exactly, but okay. Feeling like you're in it together, big plus. The high eye goes, wow, this is okay, right? They're willing to talk to me about it. So it's not that, oh my gosh, they're one click, I'm another click, and we're all arguing and fighting, and now we're going to take sides and everything. No, we're not going to do that. We disagree. It's okay to disagree. We've already established that, and now we're just going to talk about it, and we'll figure it out, and we can work it out. Totally fine. There you
go. And besides wanting to be friends, high eyes also want to be trusted, right? I mean, that's big for you, right?
Huge, huge. The trust bit. Yeah. In fact, this was a weakness for me for a long time because I didn't realize that that desire to be trusted was not shared by everybody. High Ds don't really want to be trusted particularly. They want to be followed. They want to be feared a little bit. High Ss want to be loved and high Cs want to be proven right, want to be known to be right. But the high I really craves the sense of a trust that comes from relationships. You trust me because you know me, because you like me, because yeah. I'm a trustworthy person in your eyes. So you want to believe in me, which is a good thing. So if you said to me in a conversation, dude, I trust you. What do you want to do? I have to tell you, you've done that before. And it's like you fed this to Wendy, because when you say that, I take that to mean you meant exactly what you said. You trust me, and whatever I come up with is going to be okay.
And I do mean it. I do mean
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, I feel lucky. And at the same time, there are times when I say it where I've noticed you're like, no, let's talk about it a little bit more. Right. I want to explain to you my situation, you know, where I am. I'm like, okay. Because in your mind, me saying I trust you is a little bit of a dodge. It's not what you want. You want me to see the data, to know the data, to understand the data, and to draw the same conclusion you did. Your conclusion in your case is, my conclusion is, I'm going to give Mark what he wants.
Yeah. Dude, this is just a great example of where conflict occurs between high I's and high C's both doing what they think is right and ending up at a place where not necessarily big conflict, but neither of them walk away from the conversation feeling it was a good one.
Yeah. This is the exact same thing you and I years ago, you used to email me and then I used to call you and you didn't pick up the phone because you were communicating with me in a way that made sense to you. Mm-hmm. And I was communicating to you in a way that made sense to me. And we flipped and I started emailing you and you started calling me and things got better in terms of our relationship. Same thing here, folks, even if your natural tendency, if you're a high C particularly, if it's not your natural tendency to say, I trust you, what do you want to do? Okay. you can do that with a high eye, and they're not going to run. They're not going to go off half cocked. They're not going to run around craziness. If Mike says to you, "I trust you," what do you want to do? He says it knowing full well that he really does trust me, and that something is going to that what I'll come up with, because in fact I know he's taking a risk, is going to be tolerable for him. And it's okay to be in conflict. It's not okay to know you're in conflict, to do what makes sense to you, when a simple 5 minutes worth of paying attention will tell you the person you're in conflict with has a different natural tendency than you, and then to wonder why you made the conflict worse. And with a high eye, phrases like, "Let's talk about it. We can work it out. I trust you. What do you want to do?" are things that, even if you're not comfortable with them, ask yourself, is it okay to be not comfortable with a phrase in return for eliminating the conflict that was a larger discomfort? I would argue yes. You may lose the battle, but you win the war. You engage in a tactic that works to win the war.
Beautifully said.
That's the way to do it. And I will tell you, as I've said to people before at every effective communication conference we have, this is the single most important thing I learned in my professional life. And I'm still not perfect at it. I still struggle with it. But it is a great lesson, and a little bit of paying attention to other people will cause you to change your behavior only slightly, and you'll get much better results. And you'll find you'll become more comfortable with conflict. You'll be in conflict for less duration every time you are. The moment it happens, you won't have such a knee-jerk response to it, and you'll be able to eliminate it more quickly by knowing how to react based on the person you're in conflict with. They're going to like it. You're going to like it way better. So resolve it quickly with a high eye. Particularly, you can do that. You can say, "Let's talk about it. We can work it out. I trust you. What do you want to do?" Be willing to see the other person's point of view, and be okay with their point of view being different than yours, and yours being okay, and theirs being okay. If you can understand what the other person's reaction to conflict is going to be and how they want to resolve it, if you can see that and then be willing to act on it, you understand the secret of resolving conflict quickly. And that's the answer.
Beautiful, my friend. Thank you. That's great.
Thanks, partner.
Okay, we'll see you.
You bet.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.